I believe there is a person in the cesspit behind the gardener's shed, Commander.
Very good, Willikins. I'll deal with it when I finish shaving.
Yes, Commander.
Hello down there.
Morning, Commander.
From the Assassin's Guild.
Yes, Commander.
I don't believe we've met.
Winks, sir. Jocasta Winks. Honored to meet you, Commander.
You're a bit young to be sent on this contract, aren't you?
Not a contract, sir.
Come now, Miss Wiggs. There is a price on my head.
In abeyance, sir. You're off the register. We're not accepting contracts on you at the moment.
Why on earth not?
Couldn't say, sir.
So what are you doing in my cesspit, then?
Well, Miss Van sent me as an exercise. I say, the walls of this pit are jolly slippery, sir.
Aren't they? Have you been rude to Miss Band? Upset her in some way?
No, sir. But she did say that I was getting overconfident and would benefit from some advanced field work.
So she sent you to kill me as an exercise?
Oh, no, not kill, sir. I just had to get you in my sights and report back.
You see, Miss Wiggs, quite a few of your chums have tried to kill me in recent years, which is why I have had to install a number of booby traps around the house.
Very cunning, this one, sir.
Some of them quite deadly.
Lucky for me, I just fell in here then, sir.
Oh, this one's deadly too. Eventually.
Off the register. I wonder what that's about. Hate to think I'm no longer annoying the rich and arrogant.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes. I'll send down the butler with a ladder.
Thank you, sir.
What's all this junk doing here, Willikins?
Your official uniform, sir. Watch committee.
Oh, yes.
How is her ladyship, sir?
Mrs. Content says it won't be for a while.
I have advised the kitchen to keep plenty of hot water in readiness.
Yes. Why do they need that, do you think?
Probably best not to inquire, sir.
Lilacs are in bloom.
I took the liberty of affixing a sprig to your breastplate, sir.
So I see.
Time moves on, sir. I'm sure her ladyship will be fine, sir. Of course, she is...
Getting on a bit?
I was going to say richer in years than many other preemie gravidae. But she is a well-built lady, sir, and her family have traditionally had little trouble with childbearing. I'm sure her ladyship would much rather know that you were running after miscreants than wearing a hole in the library carpet.
I suppose you're right, Willikins.
The Commander's not going to like this, Nobby.
Yeah, but...
They go very strange, Nobby. It's a copper thing. Happened to me when we got kids.
What did?
Well, you get tough.
How come, Sarge?
Well, when a man reaches a certain age, he's got used to the world. He knows it's a bit,
Manky?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when there's a kid on the way, suddenly a man sees it different. He thinks... My kid's going to have to grow up in this mess. He gets a bit keen.
Talking about me?
Ted! Back!
No, sir. Just wondering if the happy event...
Well, it hasn't. Anything to report?
Yes, sir.
Another officer killed, sir.
What? Who?
Sergeant Strong in the arm, sir, in Treacle Mine Road.
Carcer again.
Carcer?
Strong in the arm has signed off duty, sir. He was just picking up a rat pie and chips, walked out of the shop and straight into Carcer.
He must have thought we'd found him.
I'd better write to the family.
Would you at the palace attend?
All right, Sergeant, this won't take long. Get me Strong in the arms file. Now.
Yes, Commander. Come on, Nobby.
Carcer. That devil. He stands there amid the carnage with blood on his hands and an expression of injured innocence on his face. And it's believable right up until you look hard into those cheeky, smiling eyes and see deep down the demon smiling back. Strong in the arm was just a decent dwarf who joined up because these days joining the watch is a career choice. Worthwhile pension, wonderful medical scheme.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
It's me, sir. Igor, sir.
Yes?
I would just like to say, sir, that I could have got young Strong in the arm back on his feet.
We've been through this, Igor. It's not like sewing a leg back on. And dwarves are dead set against that sort of thing.
Well, there's nothing supernatural about it, sir. I'm a man of natural philosophy.
You know the rules, Igor.
He was still warm when they brought him in.
Igor!
Oh, very well, sir. How is her ladyship?
Fine, she's fine.
Only I heard Mrs. Content was a
bit... Igor, do you know anything about women and babies?
Well, not in so many words, sir, but I find that once I got someone on a slab and had a good, you know, rummage around, I can sort out...
Thank you, Igor, but I must be going now. Watch committee.
Yes, sir.
Sarge?
Yes, Corporal Ping?
Why are some of you wearing purple flowers, Sarge? I mean, I saw you and Reg and Nobby wearing them this time last year, and I wondered if we was all supposed to wear them. No, I mean, my landlady's got a garden. I could easily go and cut a few...
You'd wear lilac today?
Well, I just meant that if you wanted me to, I could.
Were you there?
Steady, Fred.
Well, I didn't mean... I mean, was I where, Sarge?
If you don't know where there was, you weren't there. Now, me and Nobby's got a job to do. We're going out.
We ought to have brought some flowers.
I could nick some off one of them fresh graves, Sarge.
Not the kind of thing I want to hear you say at this time, Nobby.
Oh, sorry, Sarge.
At a time like this, a man ought to be thinking of his immortal soul, vis-a-vis the endless, mighty river that is history.
Right, Sarge. Will do. John Keel. How do they rise up?
Yeah. We ought to clean it up a bit. Keep it a bit tidier.
You say that every year, Sarge. We never do.
John Keel.
He gave me a spoon once.
Yeah, I know.
My dad pinched it off me when he came out of prison, but it was my spoon. That means a lot to a kid.
He was the first person to make me a sergeant. Got busted again, of course, but I knew I could do it then. He was a good cop.
John Keel.
What else should I know before the meeting, Corporal Sheary?
Well, Commander, the Times says Borogravia has invaded Moldavia.
Is that good? I can't remember where that is.
They're both formerly part of the Dark Empire, sir.
Whose side are we on?
The Times says we should be supporting plucky little Moldavia against the aggressor, sir.
I like Borogravia already.
It'll mean more refugees.
Ye gods, why do they keep coming here?
In search of a better life, sir.
A better life here? Anything else?
Well, good news. The Ankh-Morpork chapter of the Hooms has initiated its first troll member.
I thought the Hooms went round beating up trolls. I thought that was the point.
Apparently their new recruit likes beating up trolls too.
Aha, united in hatred. Marvellous.
Sir.
Where did I go wrong? I was a real copper once. I chased people. I knew where I was, anywhere in the city, by the feel of the street through my boot soles. Now look at me. Commander of the Watch. And a duke, for God's sake. When did I last go on patrol? When did I last fight for my life in the gutter? All gone. And for what? Comfort? Power? Money? A wonderful wife? Yeah. Well, but even so.
Commander Vimes.
Lord Veterinari, sorry I'm late.
I expect you've been writing an official letter to the strong in the Arm family. So sorry to hear the loss of another officer.
Yes, sir. Your sources of information as swift as ever, my lord.
And on such a beautiful day, with the lilac in bloom.
Yes, my lord.
Though I see there is a storm on the way. Lady Sybil doing well?
You tell me.
Some things can't be hurried, no doubt. Now, as to the watch committee... Yes?
Message for the commander.
Thank you, Drumknot.
We've got Carsa cornered in New Hall. I've got to get down there.
How exciting! The call to the chase. But is it necessary for you to attend in person?
Yes, because if I don't, some poor sod's going to try to arrest the bugger. With Carsa, you shoot first.
And ask questions later?
No, there's nothing I want to ask Carsa.
So, Corporal Jerry.
I spotted a couple of trolls on traffic duty, sir. So I've sent them round to the water bridge. Sergeant Colon and Nobby arrived, and I sent them along to the Bridge of Sighs.
Why?
Because I doubt if he's really going to try going that way.
Yes.
I'm putting more people round the perimeter, but I think he's gone up and he's staying high.
Why?
Because how is he going to fight his way out through a lot of wizards? His best chance is to sneak around the roofs and come down somewhere quiet. Weather's looking a bit dodgy.
Yes. Good work, Corporal.
Thank you, sir. Would you mind standing a bit closer to this wall, sir?
What for? Oh.
He's got a crossbow, sir. We think he stole it from Strong in the Arm. But he's not very good with it.
Thank you, Corporal. But we can't just let him hang around up there. He'll start taking pot shots and he's bound to hit someone.
Why would he do that, sir?
Carter doesn't need a reason. He just needs an excuse. I'm going up.
Sir, you said no one was to try to arrest him.
That's right. Hand me your crossbow.
But, sir...
Top floor. Ladder. That looks like it goes out onto the roof. Then he has to reload. Get out quick. Find some cover. Out we go. Oh, missed me. Where is he? Get behind the chimney stack. Where is he?
Come and get me!
I don't have to. I just have to wait. Until I can get a clear shot.
What are you picking on me? What am I supposed to have done?
A couple of murders ring a bell.
Oh, I don't know anything about...
I'm not up here to play games, Carter. Knock it off.
But you can't shoot me. An unarmed man.
With a crossbow.
Oh, look, I dropped it.
Right, you stay right there. Carter!
Oh, nice view from up here. Now, you watch out for the dome. The glass is slippery with the rain and that.
Come down off there!
Well, I'm just waiting for you to arrest me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going a bit higher. Yeah, I can see your house from here.
I warn you!
Not frightened of the storm, are we?
Don't mess me about!
Oh, you look at all them books down there. It's a long way down if you went through the glass. Oh, I reckon a man would die instantly. You coming up then? You mind your step?
Gods, you must think I'm stupid. You wouldn't throw away a crossbow if you didn't have a knife.
Two knives.
No, you don't.
You're hurting me.
I wouldn't want anything to happen to you, Carter. I just want to hear you admit something, just for once. I just want to see that grin wiped off your face.
Oh, you look at them clouds. I ain't never seen anything like that, moving like snakes.
Corporal Cheery!
Sir?
Get some rope! I want people up here now! It's all over! I've got him!
Yes, sir!
Oh, you shouldn't have sent Corporal Cheery away. She doesn't like watchmen bullying innocent citizens.
I'm not hurting you. I'm protecting you. I wouldn't like you to fall all that way.
I didn't think you were stupid, Mr. Vimes.
What?
I said I didn't think you were stupid, Mr. Vimes. I know a clever copper like you would think I'd got two knives.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Vimes?
What?
I got three knives, Mr. Vimes.
Silences, I think.
I think it stopped, Arch Chancellor.
Right. What was all that about, Stibbons? I was in my bath, in my bathroom. Why am I now in my bath in the middle of the quad?
Magical storm, sir. Came in with a lot of background magic, I think, and dumped it all in a lightning strike on the dome of the library. Pretty much everything's blown, sir.
And why are there policemen in the library?
I believe the watch is chasing a criminal.
Just run in here without asking. What do we pay our taxes for, after all?
We don't actually pay taxes, sir. We make a voluntary...
At least we have an arrangement. The essential decencies must be maintained.
Yes, sir. May I point out...
Hold my scrubbing brush. I'm going to see what's going on.
But, sir, on the subject of, decencies...
What is going on here?
Corporal Cheery. City Watch. Sir.
What's the matter? Haven't you seen a wizard before?
Not so much of one.
Stibbons!
Sir!
What's she talking about?
You are insufficiently dressed, sir.
I've got my hat on, haven't I?
Yes, sir.
Well, hat equals wizard, wizard equals hat. Everything else is frippery. Anyway, I'm sure we're all men of the world and... Oh, women of the world. Lend me your hat, Stibbons.
You do have your hat on, sir.
Quite so. And in addition, right now, I wish you to lend me your hat, please. Thank you. So, what's been going on here?
I don't really know, sir. Our commander's disappeared. We think he fell through the glass dome into the library, but there's no sign of him, sir. The librarian has made a thorough search.
Time in the library is flexible, officer. I expect he's been moved a bit.
Where to? I mean, when to?
Impossible to say. It's possible the lightning added a random component. I expect he'll turn up sooner or later.
Oh. He's awake.
Are you sure?
I'm good at telling if a man is asleep. All right, dearie. You're in safe hands now. You're at the doctor's.
You lay one hand on me and... I should take it easy if I were you. You've got a nasty cut there.
Carsa, did anyone get him?
Whoever attacked you got away.
I've got to get... Where's my uniform?
They left you lying in the street in your drawers.
I found you some spare clothes.
What's your name?
Don't you know me?
Should we?
This is Ankh-Morpork.
Yes.
So who are you?
Keel. John Keel.
Right. Nice name. Not your real one, then?
No, but he was someone... He taught me everything I know. This is the Shades.
Yeah. And I'm Rosie, and I found you on the street, and Dr. Lorne patched you up. But there's a little fee.
I haven't got any money. But once I've got home...
I'll escort you, shall I? I wouldn't want you to be attacked by anything. Like a sudden loss of memory.
I want to go back to the station first. Pseudopolis Yard.
Station?
The watch.
There ain't no station here.
Yes, then. Where's the blue light? What's going on? Open up!
Excuse me, sir. You can't just...
Where are all my officers?
What's happened to this place? I can't just force your way in here. This is a private house. Who do you think you are?
What is going on?
You get out now!
Stop this. I'm going home. Rosie! Rosie! God. Right. I'm going home. Place looks the same.
Where's Willikins?
A scullery boy. If you're a relative, I suggest you inquire at the tradesman's end. Hey!
Mrs. Content? Sybil?
Yes? I'm Sybil. Who are you?
You're too young. There's been a mistake.
He just pushed past me, miss.
It's all right, I'll deal with this. Pass me my sword.
No, there's been a mistake. Wrong house. Mistaken identity. Sorry. I'm going!
Something's not right. I'm in the wrong place. The wrong time. Sybil's just a child. What shall I do? The university. Wizards. They'll know what's going on. They can get me.
You don't want to be out at a time like this.
Oh, I expect he wants to be in a nice cold cell for the night. Yes.
Oh, dear. It's the watch.
I was just visiting the university, officer.
Oh, yes. Where'd you live?
Nowhere. Just arrived. Shall we move right along? I don't have a job and I don't have any money.
Out of the curfew. No visible means of support.
I got my legs.
Yeah, at the moment.
I want to make a complaint, Sergeant.
What about?
You and the Brothers Grin here. You're not doing it right. If you're going to arrest someone, you take charge straight away. You've got a badge and a weapon and he's got his hands up and a guilty conscience. Everyone's got a guilty conscience. So he's wondering what you know and what you're going to do. And what you do is fire off questions, sharp. You don't make silly jokes. You keep him off balance so he can't quite think a clear sentence. And above all, you don't let him move like this and grab your arm and pull it up so it almost breaks like this. And grab your sword and hold it to your throat like this. Tell your men to lower their swords, will you?
Put them down. Put them down.
Good. Now, step away a few yards, and in a minute I am going to let your sergeant go and leg it. Any questions?
I've got one. What's this in your ear?
Crossbow.
Drop the sword.
Well done, youngster. I'll make a lance constable of you yet. Hold our visitor quirk while I take a run up.
Hello, Mr. Vimes. I was wondering when you'd wake up.
Carsa. At least they got you too.
Oh, not for long. I smell of roses, me. Visitor to the city, got lost, very helpful to the watch. So sorry to have bothered them. Here's a little something for their trouble. Yeah, I wasn't dragged in by four coppers. I didn't go round assaulting watchmen or trying to break into the university.
So you got some money?
Of course, Mr. Vimes, I'm a crook. Yeah, you know we're back in the good old days.
It seems that way.
Where did you land, if I may ask?
In the shades.
Yeah, me too. Couple of blokes tried to mug me. Me. Still, they had some money on them, so that worked out all right. I think I'm going to be very happy here. Oh, here comes one of our brave lads.
You. What's your name? Carsa. Up it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You want to watch that one, sir? He's an animal. Decent people shouldn't be locked up in the same cells.
Up it, I said.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
And you? What's your name?
My name is Keel. John Keel. And I've had my kicking. I'd like to go now.
Oh, you would you? And you'd like me to hand over the keys and give you fivepence from the poor box for your trouble? You're going to see the captain right away.
Be seated.
Thank you.
Sergeant Nock, what is that monk doing?
He sweeps the corridors.
Then what is he doing in here? Get him out.
Yes, sir. You.
Your name is...
John Keel.
No, John Keel died yesterday.
Come on, out.
What?
You attacked and robbed him. You took his money, but you left his papers. Because your sort can't read, what? So, you didn't know that Keel was a policeman.
What?
What happened?
Sorry, Mr. Vimes, but I had to get you out of there before it went really runny. Nock took his eye off you and you were about to do something very silly. I understand. You'd had enough.
Who are you?
You can call me Sweeper.
You were in the watch house, sweeping the floor.
And waiting for you.
How did I get here?
We just made a little fold in time.
Who are you?
You're a policeman, yes?
I was this morning.
Well, I'm a sort of policeman too. Me and my colleagues, we see that things happen, or don't happen. And let's say on our patrol we found you lying in the gutter on a Saturday night, a long way from where you should be.
You know that I've gone back in time?
Yes.
I fell into that bloody library?
Yes.
I want to go home. My wife's having a baby.
We'd like to get you there.
Who are you?
We see that things happen.
Don't things happen anyway?
Depends what sort of things you want. We are the monks of history.
I've never heard of you.
Got a little place in Clay Lane.
What, those monks? The loonies who go dancing around the streets, banging drums and shouting.
That's us.
You're next door to the pawnbrokers. I got my first proper job in a suit from that shonky shop. Centuries ago.
No, just last week.
You mean I'm out there? Young me?
You saved the day last night by creeping up and aiming your crossbow at a dangerous miscreant who was attacking your sergeant.
That was me. Young version of me.
Interesting, isn't it?
But it was John Keel who took me under his wing. John Keel. He trained me. He made me what I am. That's why I'm using his name. A good copper. But I didn't realise I'm back at exactly the time he arrived in the city. He was a watchman from Pseudopolis. Came here because the pay was better. He was mugged when he got here, I remember that. But he took them down. There were two of them.
Three.
Casa. So, John Keel is dead. The real John Keel. And now I'm John Keel. I'm my own teacher.
This isn't your past anymore, Mr. Vimes. It's a past, and there is a future. It might be your future. It might not be. You can't go home now, leaving Casa here and the real John Keel dead. There'll be no home to go to, because young Sam Vimes won't get a swift course in basic policing from a decent man. He'll learn it from a bent copper. He'll learn it from Sergeant Knock.
I don't believe this.
It was quite simple, really. There are two presents, one where you and your evil friend Casa turned up and one where you didn't. We can keep these two going side by side for a few days and then they'll snap back together. The future that follows depends on you. We want the future where Vimes is a good copper. You owe it to yourself, Commander.
In part one of Night Watch by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks, Sam Vimes was played by Philip Jackson, Young Sam by Carl Prekop, Casa by Paul Ritter, and Tilden by Peter Marinka. Rosie was played by Claire Corbett, Colon by Sam Dale, Dr. Lorne by Ben Onwukwe, and Nock by Matt Addis. The director was Claire Grove.